Good to have you back. My next guest, Mark Goldwing, is the Senior Vice President, Senior Director of Policy for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. It seems an oxymoron, a responsible federal government, doesn't it? Seems a bit odd. Mark, good to have you here. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Always appreciate it. So tell me, the policy, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, we're looking at a 6% Social Security bump, $2.8 trillion deficits. We've got that going on for us. There's been a lot of discussion about Social Security. Listen, it was never going to work financially. As the nation grew, we got a lot of people. And then it began to shrink, so we don't have enough people to put in money to the system. It's a Ponzi scheme in a way, right? I mean, there's no way you can keep up with these level of benefits if you don't begin to make changes like raising the retirement rate or scaling back benefits for people that have done exceptionally well. Where do you begin with this?
Sure. Well, you're right. In order for Social Security to continue to pay as it does, we would need to have way more kids than we are, right? It would be a sustainable Ponzi scheme if we kept having four kids for every couple. But we aren't. We're having two kids. And that means that we're getting older as a population. And that means we got to make some changes, either adjustments to the tax rate, to the benefit formula, to the retirement age, probably some combination. And today we're going to get an announcement about a very big COLA. It might not be 6%. It might be only be 5.8% or 5.9%.
And for anybody that doesn't know, that's a cost of living adjustment, just so we're clear on that. Some people might not, just so we understand. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. So every year, Social Security benefits go up with inflation. Now, we've had a lot of inflation over the last year, and the specific measure they use is even larger. And so we're looking at maybe 6% increase this year alone. And that could take a situation where we're already headed towards insolvency and make it even worse.
Let me ask you this. Is that true of all of these entitlement programs when they adjust every year? Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever the program might be, do they all adjust for the rate of inflation? Because if that's true, then let's be crystal clear about this. The devastation on the policies and the budgets that we already have in place will be significant, will be massive, would they not?
So different programs index in different ways. Social Security and SSI, which is Supplemental Security Income, and a few others use the total inflation rate. A lot of other programs like Medicare use specific indexes related to healthcare. Those aren't growing quite as fast because healthcare costs actually didn't grow as much over the last 2 years as general inflation. But they grow very fast in normal years, and that's part of what's causing the long-term insolvency of the Medicare program.
All right. So are there any solutions? I mean, I know what the Democrat solution is. It's always the same. Tax the rich because they're getting away with murder. Get us more IRS agents so we can get all those little cheats and slam them into the ground or whatever that is. What are the real solutions? Are there any long-term solutions that you think could be put in place? Because Social Security is not going anywhere. I can assure you, it's been here since 1933. It's not going to leave, but it does have to be changed in order for it to remain solvent, as you put it. What can we do?
That's right. Well, look, I actually support those IRS agents because I think before we start raising taxes, we should get people to pay the taxes they already owe. But as far as Social Security...
Well, we'll just disagree on that one. And that's fine. Go ahead.
That sounds good. As far as Social Security, the problem is we waited so long that the easy solutions are gone. We're now going to have to do some of the really tough stuff. And yes, that means raising the retirement age. Yes, it means adjusting the benefit formula. Yes, it means probably a less generous cost of living adjustment, one that's more attuned to the more accurate measure of inflation. And it probably also means more tax revenue. I think we're going to have to do all of those things, and it's not going to be pleasant because we waited far too long. We've known about this since the early 1990s, and it's 2021, and we still haven't acted.
All right, so what do we do at this point? We waited too long on the easy solutions. What are the tough solutions? Is it cutting benefits by 10%? Is it not giving the COLA bumps? Is it raising the retirement age that you can collect to 69 1 month at a time? Not a year at a time, but 1 month at a time until we get to where we need to be?
I think you probably have to do all of those things. Not an immediate 10% cut in benefits, but we probably do have to gradually but pretty rapidly changed the benefit formula so it is about 10% smaller.
What about
overall.
Allowing people to opt out altogether? What about people putting in their own personal retirement accounts and saying, listen, I'll take my chances. And if it doesn't work out, I get nothing. What about that?
Yeah, so I think if we were in the 90s now, we had a period of surpluses, something like that could actually be helpful. But now it would actually just take a bad situation and make it worse. Because as you said, it's already almost a Ponzi scheme, but it's relying on those new tax dollars. If they went away, the system would totally collapse on itself.
All right. So, again, let's come back to the long-term solutions, because I don't know that I've heard any here. And maybe there really aren't any, Mark. Maybe we're at a point where solutions are just fleeting. Maybe it's just an illusion. But I believe that most problems can be solved. I believe we can get there. Maybe we do have to raise taxes in the short run. Of course, taxes never get raised in the short run, do they? They always seem to be permanent. But maybe they get raised in the short run to stave off the problem, correct the issue, raise the retirement age, adjust benefits in some way. All of these things have to be done, but where do you start? And what can actually succeed as far as politics goes?
So as far as politics, and I think you named all the solutions, we got to do the all of the above. As far as politics, there's this bill called the Trust Act. It's supported by Joe Manchin and Mitt Romney and about a dozen other Democrats and Republicans. And it says, let's create a rescue committee for Social Security. Let's create a rescue committee for Medicare. And let's create a rescue committee for the Highway Trust Fund and send them to work. And then if they agree on something, we'll give it a vote. That's not a perfect solution, but that's how we did this in 1983. You know, we got Bob Dole and Moynihan and Tip O'Neill together in a room, and they agreed on a solution, and then we voted on it.
Right. And that was how long ago? What year?
1983. I didn't say we have recent experience of success.
No. That wasn't my point. No.
The only way it's ever worked.
But it worked some, and that's fine. I mean, Tip O'Neill was as big a partisan as there ever was. So was Ronald Reagan. And yet they could figure out how to come to some sort of an agreement, a detente, if you will, so they could figure out how to get where they needed to be, right? That's what they did.
That's what they did, and that's what we have to do.
And so that's good luck to us, because Nancy Pelosi won't work with anybody. It doesn't seem that's a Republican. But, Mark, I'll give you the last word. Go ahead. Bring us home.
Well, time is running out, and while it's good news for seniors to get this big bump, it makes a bad situation even worse. It means that instead of till 2033, maybe we wait till 2032. We got about 10 years to solve this problem before the program goes insolvent.
All right. Mark, greatly appreciate it. Mark Goldwine, Senior Vice President, Senior Director of the Policy for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. I hope we get there, because there are people that count on this going forward. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Quick break now. I'd like to tell you about kids moving out to the farm. Believe it or not, I just read about this. Kids with college degrees saying, you know, I don't like the rat race in the middle of Boston, so I'm going to the farm. Good idea. And when you get there, tell them about Patriot Foods, patriotfoods.com. That's how you support American farmers. I'm all for kids going back to the farm, all right? I am. You want to help grow more food here in America? Let's do that. Let's do it together. Let's make sure that we are food secure, no matter what happens, all right? PatriotFoods.com. Check that out in the meantime. Great American farmers growing great American food. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.